editorial room of the Dragon Journal, and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North of South America, and by shortwave overseas, let's go to Germany, flash. We must take the good news with the bad. Rum. Admiral Nimitz has just announced that Japanese suicide planes have heavily damaged an American hospital ship. The Mercy ship, when attacked, was evacuating wounded from bloody Okinawa. 29 men aboard were killed. 33 others were wounded. The American hospital ship was the USS Comfort. Stockholm. Unconfirmed dispatches say that Hitler died at noon today in his underground Berlin headquarters, and at his bedside was Joseph Goebbels, rat number two. The report is not official. London. Count Bernadotte of Sweden is back in Denmark for another confab on Hitler's surrender terms. Our terms, briefly, are no dice, no handshake, just stick 'em up. Havana. The local branch of the news service from the United States, which flashed yesterday's premature report on the war being over, was stoned by irate Cubans. Washington. President Truman will endorse the decision of the American delegation at San Francisco as his own. San Francisco. The heaviest guarded man in the conference city is Secretary of State Tinius, in case anything happens to HST. Washington. The War Production Board will release 5 million golf balls made of synthetic rubber for the first time to civilians on June the 1st. Racing may be resumed on May the 27th. It may be. Washington. Washington newspapermen still wondering how Senator Happy Chandler got the baseball czar job at $50,000 a year may get the lowdown by asking Colonel John Gottlieb of the General Staff. He's the Chicago trucking magnate and the only man in Washington who was not surprised. Hollywood. Errol Flynn, the moving picture star, according to reporters, was given the decision in another Hollywood fist fight last night. It was described as a honey while it lasted. The fight took place at David Selznick's home. Major John Houston sustained 2 cuts in a leg and 2 stitches over an eye. Flash, London. A high-ranking official at Whitehall, the British Foreign Office, states that the news of Hitler's death may, and we quote, may be given out at any moment. Behind the international front, Berlin. Militarily, the Battle of Germany is over. Only the stupid criminal Nazi tactics remain to force its civilian population to fight the conquerors and then blame us for the slaughter and then blame the democracies for the famine to come in Central Europe. Genoa, Italy. The atrocities committed in northern Italy match those of Germany. Mussolini's Black Guard, aided by the Hitler SS, did a rush job of mass political executions in Bologna before retreating. Buenos Aires. 400 people were arrested in Argentina this week. Colonel Perón's government is faking, taking a run out on its promised election. All celebrations of the United Nations coming victory are forbidden by law in Argentina. The Argentine Navy is almost at the point of mutiny, and this is the Argentina, ladies and gentlemen, that hopes to be included at the conference in San Francisco. Santiago, Chile. The Pan-American Highway will be called the Roosevelt Highway in honor of the author of the Good Neighbor Policy. Portugal. Franco has selected his stooge to act for him when he gets kicked out shortly. The pony's name is General Antonio Aranda. He will attempt to sell the United Nations the old Spanish malarkey, I mean monarchy. Deserted Tunis. A camouflaged airfield in North Africa was discovered this week. It was part of a series of secret German Nazi escape landing fields, with Portugal, Switzerland, and Sweden tightening up. The German Dillingers are desperately hoping to find refuge in either Spain or Ireland. But Airy's president has gone on record that they will be kept out. Chongqing, exclusive. Following a pattern set by the Japanese diplomats who fled from burning Berlin, the German Nazi staff diplomatic brains department is bribing Japanese to let them escape from burning Tokyo. Rome. Allied headquarters confirms the report of the execution of Mussolini. His mistress was also shot to death with him. Rumor states that Italian patriots are exhibiting Benito's body in a 5- and 10-cent store window. Overrated and overpaid to the last. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. Behind the scenes of San Francisco, this is the lowdown on the security conference. It will succeed. It will create the machinery for the peace conference to follow. The immediate background of decision is military. FDR's greatest diplomatic victory, war between Russia and Japan, will occur when the Germans fall and the Russian armies are regrouped. Diplomats will not disturb this agreement of the big three, meaning Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill. Thereafter, the military men will approach the world organization from a military standpoint. That is to say, the fullest protection to their respective countries in case it doesn't work. The United States intends to keep its advanced naval bases, and the Russians intend to keep eastern Poland. The Roosevelt-Tausig plan will be the key to our colonial policy. Don't be misled by the propagandists, many of whom have microphones and typewriters. By this time, ladies and gentlemen, surely most of you know the men and women whose news and reports you can trust. The subversive groups over here are in action again. Those over here who believe that Hitler would win this war are desperate now. They will try to confuse and befuddle you and wreck the peace, because they know that some of us on the side of law and order will get around to them next. The Washington Express: private export trade between the United States and French Africa starts July the 1st. The big guns behind the scenes at the conference in San Francisco are Lieutenant General Embick and Admiral Hepburn and Wilson. New York: the Wall Street bull marketeers have not yet seen their next year's tax bill, and if they are smart, they will stop squandering their coin so carelessly. Washington: ex-Senator Minton is being mentioned for Truman's cabinet. Analytics, as usual, meeting all comers again, will go down, if at all, with all guns firing. Ed Pawley's appointment leaves Bob Hannigan with more power in the party than any man since Woodrow Wilson. President Truman has quietly advised all administrative agents to settle their questions, not their grudges. The International Rose Gallery, for the edification of the delegates at San Francisco. Attention, United States Army Intelligence. Manfred Zapp, who surrendered to the Americans in Germany the other day, was reported as stating that he is harmless. Ladies and gentlemen, this man, Manfred Zapp, is as harmless as a rattlesnake, cobra, and black widow spider combined. Zapp is a top Nazi agent, as I reported week after week, every Sunday night almost, in 1939. Manfred Zapp is this sort of a guy. He turned over his high school chum friend to the Gestapo in Dusseldorf. Thereafter, Zapp figured in major Nazi plots. This rat Zapp helped plant spies which stabbed now Norway in the back. He did the same thing in China. He was loaned to Mussolini for dirty work in Abyssinia. He tried to start revolutions in South Africa. Zapp was also assigned to Panama to plot blowing up the canal. He was also the brains behind the German-American Bund. For every tear in his eye, this Nazi bum has caused an innocent death. If you give him a fair trial, you will give him a firing squad. But he deserves what he gave, which I am not allowed to say over this microphone. To the editor of the American Mercury magazine, which now publishes an article by General Lurch denying the coddling of Nazi prisoners over here. Ladies and gentlemen, I repeat that these prisoners of war, the Nazis, have been protected as much by our red tape as by the one-sided Geneva Convention rules. Congressman Hollis of Arizona, after a very careful survey, has performed another public service. His report in the papers this week called the Nazi prisoners in the United States pampered and privileged. This revelation by the alert Congressman Hollis apparently is so much of a military secret that General Lurch of our army doesn't know it yet. Help, police, and murder. According to documents and photostats in my pocket now, an American organization has ordered a loving cup for German prisoners of war in the United States. When I said that, I turned around and looked at a great group of returned war heroes seated here in the studio. You heard me right. That's when I said a loving cup. The International YMCA War Prisoners Aid has ordered an engraved loving cup to be given to the Nazi prisoner of war team winning the soccer championship at Camp Clark in Missouri. Well, I have a suggestion to make. The presentation should be made before an audience of Gold Star mothers and the widows and the orphans of the victims in German concentration camps. And now, Mr. Ben Grau for Jergens Lotion. I'll be back in a flash.
All over the country, wherever you turn, is a great trend to Jergens you're bound to discern. For ladies of 16 or 50 or more want lovely, smooth hands their men will adore. And the first time you use Jergens, you'll quickly agree, here's the lotion I've dreamed of, the hand care for me. It's professional hand care, or practically so, with its two special agents that most doctors know. Those ingredients soften and smooth up each hand so it has a new charm that's right out of this land. With your hand soft and smooth as the spring skies above, you're sure to inspire his approval and love. So, girls, use your Jergens, the lotion for you, to win his devotion with no further ado. With Jurgens to help you, you'll capture his heart, and believe me, tonight's not too early to start. And now back to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal and Walter Winston,
San Francisco. Confirming an exclusive of this reporter, Mr. Molotov has flatly put down the formula. If you admit Argentina, you must admit Lublin, Poland. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that over this network 3 Sunday nights ago. London. A new epidemic of suicides has broken out in Berlin, Germany. Germans who did nothing to stop the forced suicide of Jews and other helpless minorities are now killing themselves 5 years too late. Zurich. Pierre Laval is reported threatening to kill himself if he is returned to France for trial. And the irony of it. The millions Laval stole in France are now not enough to go his bail. His suicide, however, will save us 12 cents in cartridges. And now to beat the red hand around the San Francisco clock. To the wounded men in the wards at the Naval Receiving Hospital, San Francisco. I am running my short talk in the paper tomorrow so that the many of you who couldn't come to the big hall will get a copy of it. I was told to come and lift your morale, but you lifted mine. Okinawa and Iwo Jima last week, San Francisco today, oh boy. Congressman W. Sterling Cole of Washington. I'm awfully sorry. I should have said in the paper that the Associated Press was turning over the entire proceeds, to the Marines via Navy Relief in selling that wonderful picture of the flag at Iwo Jima by Joe Rosenthal. Sorry, I said profits instead of entire proceeds. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jurgens Journal until next Sunday night from San Francisco. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who is happy to report in this babble of tongues that while Eden means garden, Molotov means hammer, and Stalin means steel, Truman means business. Good night.